We're gonna play a Rick Ross song in the 50th episode.
Smith and Wesson on the borderline. Smith and Wesson on the joint one time. Smith and Wesson on the borderline. Smith and Wesson on the joint one time.
Yeah, get some jewels from my main man. Never start anything
and
without a
game plan.
You're
listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl and Carter, DJ L Boogie. To the right of me, we got
boy brother Jay.
And in the building, we have our guy all the way from Valley High, California. We about to get lit this evening because it is episode number 50. That's right, people.
50.
My brother, would you like to introduce yourself?
Man, what it up? What it do, man? Y'all know who it is. It's the boy Torch One Blazing.
Hey.
Together, one race could have overcome everything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to party with the lounge.
Yay, yay. Hey. Welcome to the lounge, Torch One Blazing. Torch One is a rap artist from here, from Sacramento, California. You guys will have the pleasure of listening to some of his music and learn a little bit more about this brother. We got a fun thing planned for y'all, right here. So, Torch One Blazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
First of all, how did you come up with, I think I know, I have an idea, but how'd you come up with the name?
All right, so it's a long but short story, you know what I mean? Shout out, you feel me? Torch One stands for Together One Race Could Have Overcome Numerous Enemies. Because, you know, if we come together as a people, we can accomplish anything and defeat everything. You know what I'm saying? And the Blazing, rest in peace, is to my boy Willie Blazing. He passed away a few years back, and I always promised him that I would keep him carried on with me. So what better way than to throw him on my name? So that's why it's Torch One Blazing now, part of the Blazing family, you feel me?
R.I.P. Blaze.
It don't have nothing to do with the fact that you like to blaze up, Alton?
I mean, you know, that that's a secondary, you
right,
know.
Right. But that wasn't inspiration.
It wasn't inspiration, but let's keep it real. I mean, you usually catch me with a blunt or two or three or four. I mean, you know, like, I keep it lit.
And this Johnny Walker Red, like, as if our throats wasn't already on fire enough.
Right.
You gonna come in here and got me like
that. Well, yeah, that's that.
That's funny.
That's the travel pack. You know, we travel
man,
light.
Boy.
You know, but I don't drink light. I drink dark. So we brought the Johnny Walker. And, you know, saying get everybody in a good mood.
That's funny too. Can I just say real quick how that transcends generations? What I mean by that is there is a brother, an elder in this community that does civil rights work, and his drink is
Johnny Walker Red.
There we go.
Joint.
There we
go. If you get him a bottle of Johnny Walker Red for Christmas or any holiday for that matter, you'll be his friend for life. Life!
I heard that.
So shout out to Johnny Walker
Man,
Red.
I guess that's the ancestor speaking through the bottle.
He do good work for the community too. Woo. Get that brother Johnny Walker Red.
Real talk.
He ain't gonna forget you.
Man.
So,
I'll
tell you that. So Mr. Blazing.
Yes.
Tell the people how long you have been rapping.
Wow.
How long? When did you first pick up a pen and write your first? Can you remember your first rhyme?
Man, so I can't remember my first rhyme because I ain't gonna front. I was rapping since I was, man, watching cartoons, making raps off of Saturday morning cartoons. But I do remember my first performance song, which was L-I-L-D-M-A-C I did back at Laguna Creek High School. You know what I'm saying? Back in, you know, whenever I did it, had the crowd rocking. And I never forget, my coach made me flip a song because I wrote it about Valley High. But since I was going to Laguna, I had to flip it to Laguna. And it was dope, man. I remember doing that.
So you went to Valley and Laguna.
Oh, man, I did both, man. Best of both worlds, you know.
Ooh, boy.
Raising the high, and Pops got married, and we moved up like the Jeffersons. What you mean? It was good. You know what I'm saying? Life changed.
How was that Laguna campus back in them days in comparison? You was just like, woo!
Man, you know, I knew what it was meant to be, but they bust a few too many of us Valley High cats out there, so we kept it lit. You know what I'm saying? Laguna was popping. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure we got a lot of A lot of people out there who, if they remember what was really going on, they would have to say that Laguna was just Valley High Part 2. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was.
Some good talent that came and continues to come out of Laguna. So, you know, I think Sine and Jessica Jolia.
Yeah.
A couple cats.
I didn't know Jessica went there, too.
Smig Dirty, you know what I'm saying? Smig Dirty is out of Laguna area. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he want to put that out there, but you know what I mean? Like, he ran through there, and I ain't talking about he was a soft cat. That cat tore it up out there. Like,
no,
these cats got money. You know, RIP Blue. You know what I'm saying? Blue tore it up in Laguna. You feel me? Like, there's some real winners out there. You feel me? Lawrence McAllister. You know what I mean? That's a real boy. You feel me? Like, it's some real dudes that been through the Laguna Valley High area. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't... People want to call it Elk Grove, but it ain't Elk Grove, man. Laguna ain't nothing but North Valley High, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Little bit better living, though.
Excuse me, I apologize.
The lines over there, is a little more manicured and everything. You know, I ain't mad at Laguna.
Oh, yeah, you know. I mean,
you ain't
lying. I mean, but check this out, man. I love his statements. You know what I'm saying, man? People used to call us fuck-ups, but they didn't realize it was predicting our future. You know what I'm saying? Because why would I fuck down? You know what I mean? Why would I do something to make myself less than what I already got? You know what I mean? So if I'm a hustle hard, I'm a hustle for the limelight. I'm a hustle for the greater half. So what better way to do it than to have a neighborhood right next to mine that was eating a little bit more than me? Go learn from them and go get the game.
Indeed.
I heard that. So who are some of the artists that you've worked with out here in Sacramento?
Oh, man. So I've worked with a lot. A lot of artists, man. Some of the most memorable artists I worked with, T Nutty. You know what I'm saying? That brother is a monster. You know, I've worked with Karate Rhymes. She's a hot up and coming female artist, man. She do what she do. D-Sizzle, DC, you feel me? Brother's a boss, man. Right now I'm working with Levi Moses, hot new R&B singer, man. That's really dope. I've worked with Kumande Miller. You know what I'm saying? Another hot R&B artist out here. You know what I'm saying? Man, I've had DJ L Boogie with me on the project. You know what I'm saying? DJ Jules. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tapped in for generations out here, man. Like, I got songs with real figures and factors out here, so I'm tapped with the whole community, the Boy Bueno. I can't forget the Boy Bueno, man, because, you know, we started this together way, way, way back. So
Shout out to the Boy Bueno.
Derek Diz, Todd. You know what I'm saying? Like, the list goes on and on, man, but I'm tapped in. Pride Entertainment, DJ Fetty, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? LB, Tip Tees. I can never forget none of my boys that really got this going, so... Yeah, but...
And you've been working. How many albums do you have under your belt?
Oh, boy. So, I got 2 albums that's released to the public. You know what I'm saying? It started with that 5 in the Morning. You know what I mean? That's my pride and joy. That's the one that got people knowing about your boy. I got that Man Cave that you can get on all digital platforms, iTunes, Amazon,
like
spinning on Spotify. Oh, man, the Man Cave go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Thing about the Man Cave, man, all them beats out there, they all came from producers in the East Coast and the South. So I reached out and worked with some different people to get some different styles and flavors. I got School of Lost Souls on there. I got, like I said, I got Kumande Miller on that album. You know what I'm saying? I got Shine Shine on the album. Like,
that's Shine.
Like,
shout out to my girl Shine Shine.
Yeah, you know I mean, like, real slick, like, I'm living a rapper's dream, you feel me? I got to marry the hottest rapper in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
Bounty points in effect
He getting it good tonight, boy. When they leave the Lounge
right
Talk podcast, you know, every he be like, you heard what I said like about that. You, baby. She be like, yeah, you know,
whatever that
I
special
heard
little
that.
Whoop in that special little
that.
Compartment or that drawer.
How you want it.
Right.
Hold our dude down.
I went up in the game. Ain't doing this bad thing. I'm real.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to Christopher Terrell in the back with the background.
Right. I didn't do it, babe. I swear I didn't do it, man. That's hey.
That's what's up.
I walked
right
into that. I didn't set that up.
But yeah, you know, moving right along. You know, also if I could add, is there a wish list of local and non-local artists that you would like to work with in the future?
Oh yeah, most definitely. So if I had to have my wish list right now, who I would really work with, off top would be the boy J. Cole.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Like, I got to get in with J. Cole, and I got to just go real stupid on some real, like, neo-soul hop with him. You know, I got to get in with Big Sean and just do something real crazy, bag popping.
Nice,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Locally right now, actually local to California, man, I got to get in with Carte Blanche, who's a hot cat out of Long Beach.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
His brother is knocking right now. Me and Levi Moses keep playing right for the people, but I can't wait to really get in and get one together with him because I really like his style and his feel.
That's what's up.
One that I got done, but I can't wait for y'all to hear, is one with me and Karasi Rhymes. That go to work.
Okay.
I'm going to just say a little.
What's the name of it?
You know what I'm saying? Must Call Money and the Power. You know what I'm saying? That song go to work. It's on the new album, Torch Money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Coming to you soon. Hashtag Torch Money. That's going to be available on all digital platforms, man. And the reason I like working with these artists, it's because I see the work ethic. I don't see the pride. I don't see the fakeness. I see the hunger and the love for the hip hop game. So I dream about being in the lab with artists like that. You know.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh my bad. You know I apologize. And I gotta for sure work with the Gatling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Gatling's dope.
I ain't gonna front. I had a lab across from this brother that God like and kind of lightweight slept on him. But now that I'm tapped into his music, the brother, he love what he do. And I like I said, I want to be in an environment with people like that who love what they do.
That's what's up.
I know you had a few shows recently, and you want to tell us a little bit about those and if you have anything else lined up where we can come and check you out on stage.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, recently we had a show at the California State Fair, which was nice. We performed with Miss Q, the drummer, B Smooth on the percussions.
Okay.
I like to always bring a live element to the shows that I do.
Nice.
It was real nice because, you know, we got to give out autographs. We got to give out our information. We got to really tap in with people who appreciated what we did. And it was funny because a young cat got on before us. You know, to stay fair, ain't no cussing.
Right.
But every other word out of his mouth was F this, big bad, you know, all the words.
What?
So they had to cut the mic on him, you know.
Oh, man.
So they looked at us. They like, man, what y'all going to do?
Yeah.
I looked at them. I said, so you saying we got an extra 10 minutes? She said, you got the music ready? I said, I got a live band. We got everything ready.
Nice.
We went in there and went crazy. And you can actually catch that footage on my YouTube page.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Check it out at Torch One Blazing. That's TORCH, you know what I'm saying? ONEBLAZIN at YouTube.com.
Okay.
You know what I mean, tap in on that page, you see the full show. You know what I mean? And it went crazy. And in the future, we're actually putting together it's going to be a private event. It's going to be happening in September. I don't want to give out too much information because it's only available to the first 50 people who get tickets.
That's what's up. Hey, if I could jump in real quick, give them that YouTube one more time.
Yeah, that YouTube is Torch One Blazing. That's TORCHONEBLAZIN at YouTube.com.
That's what's up.
You can catch my new video, High, as well as the live show footage.
Man, nice. See? You can't beat that. That's, you know, artists are truly grinding, really doing their thing, really just pushing the line. Got the video ready, got footage, dropping music. You know, that's what you want. That's what you want to inspire to be. For anyone that's out there just trying to do that, this is a perfect example right here. And I definitely just salute, you know, not only the good music you do, but just, you know, the true love and the grind, you know, and
absolutely,
just, you know, doing your thing. And, you know, to a degree, no pun intended, blazing a trail for others to follow. So that's what's up.
Yes, sir. We actually just had a R&B writing session with a young up-and-coming artist named DeSoja, formerly known as Glory Boy Josh. He's a hot, young, up-and-coming R&B artist out here, and we took him under our wing, brought him into the den, and let him get down on the writing session. So he got a hot new single coming that I believe people are going to really be impressed with, man. This young dude, man, he's 21 years old, man, fresh voice, fresh talent.
Man.
He's hungry, you know what I'm saying?
That's a combination right there.
And like I tell him, I tease him, I say, man, because I'm like, you got the soul and the sound if somebody took Tevin Campbell and did the right job with him.
Ooh.
That's saying something right there.
We're gonna be looking on what's the name of y'all?
Yeah, his name is DeSoja, formerly known as Glory Boy Josh.
So, you know what I'm saying? I see you work with a lot of R&B artists. So you write hip hop and R&B, correct?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Brother,
businessman.
Yeah, you know.
Businessman.
You know, sometimes rap don't pay like the singing do, you know. Brother got a mortgage.
Hey, you know, hey, and then aside from that, you know, at the end of the day, commercial music isn't just in one genre. Writing is writing. And, you know, that is what's taught in the schools, you know, in the business of it all. So, you know, you're just ahead of the game. You know, whether, you know, you have to, you know, figure it out, hustle yourself, or go to school or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, you truly love it. You know, that's all. It just, artists see artists.
That's the biggest thing, man, is you hit the nail on the head. Is I love music.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't care if you do country music. I'll find a way to help you put some lyrics together.
Right.
Because, see, at the end of the day, it's all thoughts over rhythm.
Yeah.
So
let's find a way to make your thoughts go well to this rhythm, and let's go from there. You know, so whether it's rock, country, R&B, hip hop, rap, poetry, you know, I've been blessed to be able to accommodate all type of artists, and I enjoy working with people.
Yeah, that's what's up. I ride with that 100%. If I could piggyback off that, I'd say it's also just, you know, an advanced part of storytelling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, mm-hmm.
We evolved from sitting around a campfire telling each other stories to being able to put it into a melodic kind of form. And now, you know, we have all these different ways of expressing that melodic form of storytelling.
Right.
You know, this is the forefront. This is the new. This is the current. This is what's happening right now. And you articulate that real well through your projects and in your music. So, you know, that's artists that get it, you know. So,
because pretty much everything under the sun has probably been talked about, but not the way you'll talk about it. Not the way you'll write about it and put it to
experience in life, too. It's something that's unique. Your experience, your perspective in that experience.
I have to say this. Sacramento is a melting pot. And one thing that growing up in the era of hip-hop that I grew up in, we were dominated by Brooklyn. We were dominated by Compton. We learned to love Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Houston made a quick little bump.
Oh, yeah.
Miami always had a place. You know, and the Bay Area was the Bay Area.
Yep.
And the one thing in my travels I learned is what we have in common with these places is hustle, heart, and great music.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento got the same story to tell. We got the same hustlers. We got the same hard workers. We got the same struggles. We got the same successes.
Yep.
So why not tell Sacramento's story and pump it up and love Valley High and love the South Side, love the North Side, love everywhere in the city like these cats love they love their area and make Sacramento just as famous because just like E-40 shout us out, just like Tupac shout us out, just like all these cats that we look up to.
Man, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. You feel me? They all shout us out and they love us. They love it here. So we got to learn to love ourselves and push us. So that's what I try to do with my music and my movement.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And on that note, we need to get L Boogie back up in here so we can pull up some of this Torch One blazing.
DJ L Boogie, Boogie.
Paging DJ L Boogie, paging DJ L Boogie.
All right, so we're going to get back at y'all in a minute. You've been listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 50.
Hey.
With your girl, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy, Brother Jay.
And
Torch One blazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
You're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast.
Lounge Talk Podcast.
My name is Ann Carter.
My name is Ann Carter.
And his name is. And his name is.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go.
Hey, DJ, who in the background got some papers, man? We need to roll up to this.
Who got it? We want it. We own it. Who got it?
Man, I'm enjoying the lounge,
who
man.
Got it? Who got it? Yeah. Okay.
Feeling good.
Hi, and you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie. This is episode number 50.
Hey.
And we also got in the building
your boy, Brother Jay.
And
Torch One blazing.
Yay. Yay. So, Torch One, before we get into some of your music, we were just going to chat with you a little bit more, and then we have you introduce some of your music.
That slapper we intro into, and is that one of them joints right there?
No, this is a Drunken Master. 50 Players Deep. Sean told me about this song right
Very nice selection.
You know what it is?
Program
Sean is
right
over here.
Brother, let me,
nice the slap right.
Let me tell you what it is. You know, sometimes, man, when your lady on her own and she need to think about you and music talk to her, they got to find something that speaks to them about you.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? A brother like me, I'm worth about 50 players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how she was able to find this track. You dig? So, yeah.
Indeed.
Either way, go and circle back to the kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, man. Keep it rocking, DJ. Hey.
I heard that.
On the move.
I heard that.
Yo, so I had to ask a classic question that I think every artist must, you know, give the listening audience, you know. Basically, I'll just cut to the chase. What rappers influenced you and that you grew up? Rappers, MCs, all that, or whatever. What was the influence that got you to the artistry that you do today?
So it's weird, brother. It's a mix for me. So the way you answer that question, I'm going to go ahead and answer it with the best possible way that I can. Growing up, of course, Tupac Shakur, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. West Coast legend.
R.I.P.
You know what I'm saying? Sebo Lynch, you know what I mean? Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Yuck Mouth, of course. You know what I'm saying? Method Man, of course.
Mm.
Scarface, of course.
Yeah.
But as an adult, man, to be honest with you, I listen to Ryan Leslie, man. Like,
really?
I study Ryan Leslie's beat patterns. I study his singing, his rhyme flows, his creativity.
Yeah.
I study the way he orchestrates music.
Yeah.
And to me, that inspires me to make dope music because I like his business acumen. I like the fact that he's Harvard educated. I like the fact that he did it at 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoy the way this brother moved musically, and he show you himself in the studio. He show you his humble beginnings, and I kind of find that similar to my path and my beginning. So, yeah, man, honestly, although I grew up listening and idolizing all them other rappers, man, my biggest musical influence is, in fact, Ryan Leslie, man. That brother, man, he stands out to me.
Wow, I would have never guessed.
Me neither.
I would never guess that.
He is dope.
Yeah,
he's dope. Very smart. Everything he said, right, man. Yeah, you know, I'm definitely you know, fan of that brother's work, and the same exactly thing, you know, business acumen, the whole nine, just smart. And I can't remember the exact city, but not too far from here, I believe, or he's from out of Cali originally.
Yeah, originally, man, he's somewhere lightweight, Northern Cali, but you know, he rep East Coast, he rep Brooklyn, but really he's worldwide, man. He's stationed over there in Europe right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doing it big, man. But shout out to the whole Renegade Army.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Because the Renegades, man, they support Ryan Leslie's movement. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Superphone, man. Superphone's a movement he got for independent artists.
That's
who's looking to stay in touch with their fans. And promote their music worldwide, man. It's a way that you can sign up and actually work and network with Ryan Leslie directly.
Wow.
So check out that Superphone, man. Check out Ryan Leslie. Check out that Torch One Blazing.
Hey.
Like I said, it's all tied in and tapped in, man. I look forward to using the Superphone to promote what I got going on with my project, man. He gave a platform to a lot of young artists, man, to be awesome.
That's what's up. This gems for y'all out there. Those of you who are music lovers and aspiring artists, that right there, it's a gem.
And just in case y'all don't know what Superphone Man is, let me just explain it. Basically, if you got fans, you can gather their emails, their phone numbers, their addresses, their information, and you can gather all into the same location. You can have a unique phone number for them to contact you directly.
Okay.
They can communicate with you. So that way you stay in touch with your fan base. You're able to give them a personal experience so they know you as an artist. So versus them trying to be a Drake fan and never get a chance to really know Drake, they can really know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can really get to know Torch. You know what I mean? They can actually tap in and touch me, that number, ring my phone. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what's up.
You leave a message for me, I'm going to really get back at you. If it's your birthday, you might get a phone call from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's real big. It really keeps us personal with our fans and lets you know
dope.
That you're the reason why we do this. Because without y'all, it wouldn't be no us.
True.
That's dope.
True indeed. Yeah, that's, I like that. I like that. You know, good marketing tool, good way to just, great platform to be able to.
Like I said, shout out Ryan Les, man. His team came up with that, man. Renegades, man. They doing their thing, man. And I don't normally promote other musicians when it's my time, but I'm about to say, you ask who I respect, and I really respect this individual's movement in the game. I believe he's allowing us to move without depending on Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. I'm not saying don't use them. Use them as well, but just give you a chance to control your music and be in touch with your fans.
Right.
That's what's up.
That's dope. So you have a video that just came out.
Yes, you want to
tell us a little bit about that video, and then we can get to listen to the song.
Yeah, man. The song's called High, man. Self-explanatory, you know what I mean? It was a lot of smoking, a lot of partying in the video, you know what I'm saying? I got my drummer, Miss Q. She in there playing live drums. Cause a lot of cats don't do that, man, in hip-hop. So I decided to, man, put my live drummer in the video with me, going crazy. Indoors, though, at that. You feel me? We just went crazy. We were scheduled to do a show, XO Music Festival out in the Bay Area, with T.I., Bone Thugs and Harmony, and a few other artists, but due to some complications, it got canceled.
Man,
I had already paid my band, though. I had already paid my videographer, so I was like, yo, let's go ahead and shoot a video.
Wow.
This is what we're going to do. I said, get high and party. Next thing you know, we had a hit on our hands, man. So, yeah, that's how the video came about, man. Shout out to my boy Shondell McDaniel. You know what I'm saying? He really came through. I mean, he kept it lit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Elise Morgan. I'm saying shout out to Wayne Shots for shooting the video. Man, shout out to everybody, man. And you can catch it on YouTube once again at that Torch One Blazing at YouTube.com, man. It's real big.
Nice. All right, so let's go on ahead and get into this song. You want to introduce your song, Torch?
Yes, yes, man. Let me tell you what it is, man, off the album Hashtag Torch Money. It's me, Torch One Blazing, produced by Derek Diaz Satad. Hi.
Welcome. Torch Money, baby. We here smoking big. Torch Blazing and Derek Diaz. If you don't know, now you know how we do. They call me Torch One Blazing for more than one reason, man. I get it in, put up a blunt, back with at the back. I know it's from the heart, yeah, we live in the earth. We die young, cause a fast life all for some. Make a smoke more, think about life, how we need more. Try to live right, floating on the mind is like next level. That go up, it's elevated, this level. Roll it up, stay mesmerized by the Mary Jane. My eyes red, that's just me, rocking tinted frames. To see the world from a level that's elevated. You could do it, Calif, you could do it, get it. The best in the world, got me feeling out of world. With no mask on, hella gas, got my ass on. Roll it up, grand blunts in the backwood. Gotta taste it good, got it blunt, got it good. Hella shit, cookies and bread. Backwood after backwood, blunts in the face. Man, I'm high as shit. I'm on one in the four in the hip.
What you smoking on?
Hella shit.
Smoking on.
Backwood after backwood, blunts in the face. Man, I'm high as shit. I'm on one niche, one off to my knees.
You all know it, I'm blazing. It's amazing, I'm sober and now I'm blowing. So focused to be the dopest. Blowing on this potent, these roaches that heat your oven. Coughing got you choking, you rookie, you McLovin. I'm thugging and if I'm rolling, no putting in. Well, nigga, you ain't hitting this thin. Cause it's that high grade, lift your brain. Swear to him, these niggas is flying. At least he's licking. Shit, I'm thinking I'm not. Cause I'm seeing shit. This shit, yeah, I call this nuclear. Cause one hit, fuck the world up. Have your mind touched, like the Dutch. Cause we don't look that much, just get us lifted up. But all that, gimmick. You know it's critical that we smoke the best around. Get me on the lift the cloud, pass it like your sound cloud. You know we here now, smell us when we touch down. Blazing, no link, blazing native, so I keep it cloud.
What you smoking on?
Hellish, no link, blazing, baby. Blackwood
after backwood, blunts in the face. Man, I'm high as shit. I'm on one in the core, in the ear of a chick.
What you smoking on?
Hellish shit, cookies and bread. Backwood after backwood, blunts in the face.
Man,
I'm high as shit. I'm on one.
Torch One Blazing. El Boogie nice cut our mics off. He didn't want us to interrupt music. That was Torch One Blazing. Hi, I'm gonna get you high, Craig.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That was rocking right there. Yes.
So, man, what was the inspiration behind that record right there?
Hold on, brother.
What you over there reading? Sean in the
So apparently Torch One Blazing has just been signed to Spotlight Records.
Shut up.
What?
What?
How though? I'm sitting here with y'all.
Wait, who posted?
Yo, that's what I'm saying though, man. That's the business though. You feel me? Like,
so this is a rumor?
Nah, this is my manager doing too much. You feel me? Like, you know, he's out here promoting record deals that I haven't even agreed to yet. Like, and I'm laughing because it's dope. I appreciate his hard work. But I'm here doing a podcast, and you're telling the world that I just signed a contract. That's not good business, man.
He'll be getting a phone call in about 45 minutes.
As soon as we're done here, Torch Run Blazing don't get down like that. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now.
So, be clear, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? No deal has not been signed. No, it's not official.
It is not official.
It is not official.
I don't know what this man is talking about. He is my manager. Shouts out to True Peak Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They do represent me, but... Torch One Blazing ain't signed no deal. All
right.
You feel me? Levi Moses ain't signed no deal.
Okay.
Young Zill ain't signed no deal.
Okay.
I can't speak for the soldier because I got to tap him in, but I'm pretty sure he ain't signed no deal right now, man. We ain't signed nothing. Spotlight Records, you need to run them numbers before we sign anything. Partner, feel me? I'm just telling you what it is. I don't care. What are you talking about? I get off top. All numbers go through me. You feel me? Period.
Well,
ain't no confusion about it. Anyway, excuse me. I just had to put that out there.
Not at all.
Man.
We got to make sure it's clear. That's what the Lounge Talk podcast is about, you know?
That's big, though. How you just go?
That is big news. Signing. Signing is not a game. It's not a game.
Do I got a contract?
So, you know. So,
right. You're like, there's some paperwork that needs to be
released. Statement to be released later to clear up the whole confusion. Apparently, there's a misunderstanding.
Shout out to Black Market Records. We will be there tomorrow at 4:00.
Shout out to
my
Black Market.
Wednesday. We'll be there Wednesday 4:00. You know what I'm saying? No, fuck with this. I don't know what they're talking about. We'll be there.
So you are actively looking for a label to sign
not myself, but you know what I mean. I am helping my artists I work with find labels.
Okay.
Torch One itself, man. He's a free spirit, man. I push music where music flows, man. If you want to push a project, we can do it. You know what I mean? If the numbers is right. But past that, man, I'm trying to get my young life in the right position, man, so they can eat. I'm good with the life I live. You know what I mean? If something happens, we make a hit and we can get it sold, it's all gravy. But right now, I'm looking to get my young life right. I do got a manager. He's getting me shows, getting me opportunities. I'm past that point of selling my soul to have, say, my record sitting on somebody's store shelf.
Right.
I'm good with that, man. Shout out to social media. Shout out to the internet for freeing us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No more music slavery.
Real talk. Well, shoot. Man.
Well, thank you, Torch One Blazing, for coming to the Lounge Talk podcast.
Sean
is over here laughing at me.
She can't help it, man.
She just stay laughing. You laughing at him?
I can't.
You laughing
help,
at her?
I can't help but laugh with her. I mean, I apologize, but it caught us off guard. Like, yo, he's like, congratulations to my artist. I'm like, dog, I ain't saying nothing.
You getting a phone call, dog. You about to get a phone call.
I'm in my email right now looking for a contract. Like, hold on, because...
Are you going to be looking for a new manager?
Nah, he's entertaining.
I just need to talk.
You just need to have
clear up the misunderstanding and
communication.
We just got to communicate, man. Nah. Shouts! I'm not even gonna bust him out. Shouts out to my manager though. You feel me? I ain't gonna put your name out there.
That's what's up.
Really, real talk. That's my guy, man. Because if it wasn't for him, you know, there's a lot of people I would not have met, and there's a lot of positions I wouldn't be in.
Right.
So I appreciate the job he does. But we all get excited sometimes, you know.
Right.
Put like this. My young boys understand this. Sometimes you shoot your shot too early. You feel me?
Early release.
So Torch, you have anything coming up that you want to share with the people to be looking forward to?
Yes. I need y'all to get ready. I need y'all to tap in. I need y'all to sign up for all your digital platforms. #TorchMoneyIsComing.
Torch Money.
I'm getting the final mix and master copy coming in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
We will be hitting y'all with songs, videos, documentaries. You guys will be seeing everything popping for hashtag Torch Money. Tap in, man. This project is real for Sac City. I'm telling y'all, we doing something big, something different. And I promise you, I'm not selling no dope. I'm not banging no hood and pimping no bitch on none of the album, and it's still popping.
Can't ask for nothing better than that.
It's pure music.
The airwaves need that right now. That's where we're from.
I love us, man. I love the city, man. Real talk.
That's what's up.
I love platforms like this that let us speak our voice, man.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you want to tell the people about the podcast that you have coming up?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Entrepreneur that he is.
We do have the podcast, The Late Night Blazing with Torch One Blazing. You know what I'm saying? We'll be hitting y'all 2 times a month. You know what I'm saying? It's real big. We talking music. We talking sports. We talking life. And more than nothing else, we talking how we love to see each other be great.
Yeah,
you feel me? The
I love
Late
it.
Night Blazing with Torch One Blazing. And believe me, I will be on. So y'all get to be on too. We call it medicinal. Tap in, my people.
Yeah, thank you, Torch One Blazing. Thank you for coming to the Lounge Talk Podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, man. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Want to shout out your social media real quick?
Yeah, once again, man, tap out, man. Torch One Blazing, TORCH, #1, BLAZIN, at Facebook.com. Catch me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? At Torch One Blazing, TORCH, #1, BLAZIN. Catch me on YouTube at Torch One Blazing, TORCHONEBLAZIN. And catch your boy on Twitter at The Real Torch One, where I'm really putting it down and acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? It's really good.
Yeah.
What's up?
And you've been listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode #50, with Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy, brother Jay.
Shout out 50, man.
Yay, yeah, yay. Yeah.
Hey.
And we out. She run a game all day. Keep wasting my time. Usually I'm the coolest, but I'm feeling clueless. Doing shit for her I don't normally be doing. And she knows she got me, so she called me Poppy. She really looking for cats who got paparazzi. And I still follow her lead like a dog on a leash. Baby made a puppy out of the beast. She probably make a thug out of a priest. I swear she got the poisonous fruit, but I gotta eat. Pray you don't go through what I go through. She keep me in the air like I'm hanging on a noose. Oh, girl, you know you're wrong, but you feel so right. Baby got a smile that I can't ignore. Handful of bass coming straight from the shore. Shining like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds. Baby got a swag that I can't ignore. She's the baddest thing out on the shore. Shining like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds. Hey, ma, yeah, you shining like diamonds. BS cut, queen, it's your highness. She from Detroit, fan of the Lions. Swag through the roof, bad like a mama. So fly, yeah, she the flyest. My co-pilot, riding on wires. Attire designer, Louis V lining. Hair and nails, roll up a lineman. I'm on your staff, and the things you do. You don't just shine, you shine, hit the room. Shopping Tiffany's, vacate, make a move. 3 days, 2 nights, Cancun. Getting money, what I do, what I do well. You precious, you my jewel. Vessel in the piece, 2L. Ladies love Wayne, they calling me the new L. Baby got a smile that I can't ignore. Handful of bass coming straight from the shore. Like diamonds, 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 diamonds. Baby got a swag that I can't ignore. She's the baddest thing out on the shore. Like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds. I'm smoking too, but looking at your girl, I gotta meet you. You're looking like the type of woman that attracts a preacher. You a teacher? Just a question, cause you got class. LOL, get your laugh on. Fresh fitted from the mall, no tags on. Ed Hardy tracked it, hug your hip bones. Last question, you alone? Got a man at home? Cause right now I wanna rock like Freddy. Learn to take my time to get to know you, lady. No, you're not the first, but the baddest thing lately. They was just a test to help train me for the best. Tired of the stress, and what my eyes see entice me to make a move. Do the right thing, Spike Lee, but most move. Might be at least 5 carats of jewel. Diamond, more than the dime piece, too cool. Baby got a smile that I can't ignore. Handful of bass coming straight from the shore. Shining like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds.
Billy got a swag that I can't ignore. She's the baddest thing out on the shore.
Like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds.
Shining like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds, like diamonds.
Follow us on Instagram at The Lounge Radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mrs. Ann Carter. Hit the email up, loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Send your song submissions. Show us some love.
All right, is everybody ready? Yeah! All right, now here we go.
Players like the chill players, quick to rock the steel players, soldier in the field players, hard to find players, out there on the grind players, quick to put their rhymes in the mind of them out of line players, thug players, them never slanging drug players, smug players, Lex Coupe and leather glove players, triple team players, scheming for the cream players, the mean players, the $1 million dream players, main players, them never be a slave players, out here getting paid players, cradle to the grave players, them drunk players, them smelling like a skunk players, quick to pop the trunk players, ready for the funk players, wild players, crazy drunken style players, loud players, Belle Isle, 7 Mile players, ripping blood players, clowning in the club players, show me love players, 5 on the board. Deep in the game players, out here chasing fame players, the main players, the money ain't a bang players, them raw players, them ball to they fall players, down the ride every time the homies call players, them set of chase players, riding on these fake players, them shady players, Rolex and Mercedes players, major players, the money on my mind players, violate mine and I'm gonna beat you every time players. On the block players, rising to the top players, keeping it hot for the homies on the block players, 411 Smith players, players in the streets, now add these players up, I'm 50 players deep.
Yo, I roll with nothing but them pretty misses, witty misses, them never accidentally misses, represent the city misses, fine misses, them always on your mind misses, you got the money, you money, I got the time misses, slick misses. Scared to hit a lick, misses. Them rich misses. Them who you calling trick, misses. On the smash, misses. All about the cash, misses. My mind hitting your stash. Split it with drunken mass, misses. Live, misses. Compliment your ride, misses. Rain or shine by your side when you ride, misses. Them freak, misses. Them in between the sheet, misses. Calling you daddy when you ballin' through the streets, misses. Them pretty nail, misses. Bail you out of jail, misses. Keeping you focused when you trying to get that mail, misses. Cheddar chase, misses. Never acting fake, misses. Quick to put their foot up the ass. Pull them out of place, misses. The money stack, misses. Meet you on the lack, misses. Know how to act, misses. Always got your back, misses. Classy, misses. I'm sexy when they sassy, misses. Call me Janet, Miss Jackson if you're nasty, misses. Out of town, misses. Help you put it down, misses. Hang around, give you loving by the pound, misses. Them do it all, misses. Keep you standing tall, misses. You say you ballin', baby, meet me at the bar, misses. On the grind, misses. Help a player shine, misses. Press for wine if the loving don't blow your mind, misses. Neat misses. Them presidential suite, misses. Expedition and them navigator cheap, misses. Get the cream, misses. Make a player scream, misses. Treat you like a king, misses. Riding for the team, misses. Scandalous, misses. Misses in the streets. Now add these misses up. I'm 50, misses deep.
Drunken mass coming through with an ill crew. 50 players deep and we growing like mildew.
Lola Damone coming through with an ill crew. 50 misses deep, man, we growing like mildew.
I tell you what, why don't you and your missus get with me and my players? And we can set this joint on and off, you know what I mean? Drunken style.
never give me time to. Huh. Never give me time to. Give 'em a dose, they asking for it. I give 'em a dose, they can't ignore it. I give 'em a dose, they need me for it. I give 'em a dose, they fiending for it.
With a passion, that's why I'm smacking. Yeah,